My life today, April 26. Be strong and courageous, exerting a right influence. Be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. In the history of Joseph, Daniel, and his fellows, we see how the golden chain of truth may bind the youth to the throne of God. They could not be tempted to turn aside from their course of integrity. They valued the favor of God far above the favor and praise of princes, and God loved them and spread his shield over them. Because of their faithful integrity, because of their determination to honor God above every human power, the Lord signally honored them before men. They were honored by the Lord God of hosts, whose power is over all the works of his hand in heaven above and the earth beneath. These youth were not ashamed to display their true colors. Even in the courts of the king, in their words, their habits, their practices, they confessed their faith in the Lord God of heaven. They refused to bow to any earthly mandate that detracted from the honor of God. They had strength from heaven to confess their allegiance to God. Never be ashamed of your colors. Put them up, unfurl them to the gaze of men and angels. The world has a right to know just that may be expected from every intelligent human being. He who is a living embodiment of firm, decided, righteous principles will be a living power upon his associates, and he will influence others by his Christianity. Many do not discern and appreciate how great is the influence of each one for good or evil. Your happiness for this life and for the future immortal life lies with yourself. How important it is that everyone shall consider where he is leading souls. We are in view of the eternal world, and how diligently we should count the cost of our influence.